Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would so kindly give us our roll call on this evening.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Listen for your name.
Good evening.
Yeah. Anjanette Harris.
Present.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And that James.
Yeah.
Scott. Brother Scott. Hubie Stevenson.
Hubie's in the house.
Cynthia Thompson.
Here.
And Harry Wilson.
Here.
All right.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I was waiting for somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I want y'all to know that this is the sixth week of the class of the Institute. Three more weeks left. I have some good news and some great news for you. What is the, what do you want first, the good news or the great news?
Good news.
Good news is that aside from the home assignments or the quizzes that you'll be given already, there's not going to be another quiz, another home assignment for the rest of the way. Is that good news?
Yes, that's awesome.
The last home assignment given was Know Your Body. That's not due until next Tuesday, and that is a home assignment that you'll have to turn in, and that was to just to know either the 12 books of history in the Old Testament or the 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament. So either one, you have to
turn that in.
No, you don't turn it in. You memorize.
Oh, okay. Right.
And that's what we said last week, but we just wanted to remind you. That's the only thing that's left open for you. You got 3 more weeks of this. That.
Hallelujah.
No home assignments. No quizzes.
Praise the Lord.
The rest
praise
of
the Lord.
You.
Jesus
now,
Lord.
Do you want to hear the greater news?
Yes.
You have time to work on your projects, your term paper, your term projects. You have those weeks.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Projects. So you can be focused on that. Don't wait till the last week or the last 2 days to try to do your term paper or term project. And if you don't know what they are, what did you do? Destroy your syllabuses, your syllabi? In there. Don't ask me for what they are. You go to your syllabi. Hallelujah. Okay, greater news.
Do you
want to hear the greatest news?
Yes.
Now, the greatest news is that I've already started working on your final. And again, you will have one final that will cover all three classes. Okay? And it will be done. All you have to do, we will provide the final. All you will have to do is just fill in your name and the correct answers for the various parts and sections of the final. Hallelujah. And the final will be given to you. Hopefully, it'll be finished by next Tuesday. So you'll also have 3 weeks or 2 weeks to work on your final. So I suggest you govern yourselves accordingly and don't wait for the last minute. to do any of this stuff. Because when you wait till the last minute, you don't have time to go over what you've done, and you will make silly mistakes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This is Sister Kibi talking. Brother Bird, I'm sorry. Did you give a date for the final?
The final will be given out. It's one of those open book tests, and you're going to have the final hopefully by next Tuesday, and it's not due to be turned in until the last day. That's the 29th. Of November. Okay? In other words, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So you got time to do that and do your projects. I suggest you don't wait and whatever. Again, it's due on the 29th. So what that means is that if you turn in your final after the 29th, each day that it's late is going to be 5 points off. So if you had a perfect score, you will have 95 instead of 100. Also, let me just share this too. Your extra credit points that you have amassed, you have to let us know when to apply them. They don't automatically get applied. You have to let us know what you want to use, because we've kept the tally of your extra points that you've earned. Again, when you show up for morning worship, that's 1 point. This is in the syllabus. If you show up for a Sunday service, that's 5 points. So you can see that those extra credit points can add up substantially and quickly. But don't depend on extra credit. Depend on you doing your work in a timely fashion, prioritizing your time. Time management is very important. And we'll see if you did do time management well, depending on what you turn in as far as your term paper and your term projects. Hallelujah. And everything is due by the 29th. Okay. Understood there. All right.
This is just the QB talking.
Yes.
The term paper and the projects are both due the 22nd, aren't they?
Actually, I'm allowing y'all to do it by the 29th. We're giving you, vocabulary development is supposed to have been due the 22nd, and that's what's in the syllabus for vocabulary development. But I'm extending that, Pastor Peaches, I'm extending that to the 29th.
Yes.
Without any penalty, because there's going to be a whole lot you're going to be doing. We want you to have enough time to do everything in an excellent way. Is that all right?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Now, y'all hear me? So I don't want someone calling me later on and says, "When did you say this was due?" I'm saying it right now. Also, we send you a link for the class. If you want to know how to operate the link, you can call Pastor Peaches. Is that right? And you can share with them how to use the link,
how to operate
the link, so you can fast forward or go back or run it over again, start it, stop it, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So we've sent you a link for all the classes up until this point. And one of the classes, the quiz, we only had one quiz, and everyone was supposed to get an A on that quiz. I put it this way, those who have turned in their quiz, there's some that didn't hear what I said. That's why it's important for you to check the link. Don't ask me again what I said. You got a link. We go to trouble getting the link to you. So if you have a question about what I said, you can hear exactly what I said on the link. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Also, one other announcement. The third semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning will start the first Tuesday in February. So I just want to let y'all know that there's going to be another semester. And it will be a 9-week course as well. Excuse me. All right. Any questions on what I've just said so far? Don't ask me after this. Ask the question now. If you have a question in your heart or your mind, it may be somebody else's question that they're afraid to ask. You ask it now. I need to have clarity. Yes, who is this?
It's Sister Angie.
Sister Angie, hi.
Question.
Yes.
I want to continue to do the Bible class and everything, but by me being in the hospital, I don't know how long I'm going to stay in there, but I'm going to push it and try my best to try to finish it.
Right. We understand what you're working with, Pam. So we will make accommodations for you, okay?
Okay.
But okay. I want to share with you, you have some, what do you call it, extra points that you've already accumulated to help you along the way. But we'll talk specifically to you about what you can do to kind of complete the semester in spite of what you may be have to go through. All right.
Can I some of you may have a question as to, as you go, as you pull up the link for the classes and you touch the arrow on the left-hand side and it starts, you may want to move up to a certain point. Just take your finger on the dot and move the dot. And it will go to certain points in the class. You just have to see where the dot stops at. You know, and you can push it to the right or pull it back to the left. And whenever I just want to share that, please read over your home assignment for errors. A lot of times, if you're reading it yourself, a lot of times, and you know what you wrote, you will read the same mistakes over and over again. Read it out loud. Or one way to check it is to point your finger to each word and say it out loud. Then you will hear yourself, and you will hear your own errors. And please match up your papers to your facsimile that we pass out to you, your cover page. Make sure your name and everything. I'm not trying to sound elementary, y'all, but a lot of times when we know what we already wrote, sometimes we'll read the same thing over and over again, and it'll still be an error. If you are close enough to someone, you can even pass it to someone. Say, hey, read this for me. I need you to read the proofread it. Okay, and you may need to say, Lord, please open up my eyes. Show me if I misspell the word, please don't make scratches. Draw one line, initial it, and then write it again. Don't ever put scratch out something totally with your ink pen or anything, or even use whiteout. Just one line and initial it. But please read over your work. Read it out loud and read it purposely for error. And then match it up with the your cover page something else. Please, when you're answering a question, please restate
restate your question. If we ask you what is the fifth month of the year, your statement, your answer should be the fifth month of the year is May. And we say, well, why do you like the month of May? Period. Question mark. I like the month of May because. Dot, dot, dot. That's all.
Thank you, Pastor T. Now, I'm going to
tell you. I think Kibi had a question. Kibi's going to say something.
Okay. How's it, Kibi?
Good evening again. Just for clarity, what's to be turned in on the 29th of November is the term paper, the project, and the final that you're getting ready for us.
Yes.
Three things, right?
Yes. Now, let me also add, they can be turned in before then, but that's
sure.
The only thing before penalties kick in. So we're extending it for the vocabulary development because we did say the 22nd, the project for that, the 22nd, but we're going to extend that. So you have enough time to, even if you did just a little bit every day, 15 minutes a day, from here on, you should be able to do everything by that time. Is that right? Because, see, we give you more time because this is not the only thing happening in your life. Is that right?
You got Amen.
You got other things going on in your life. This could be.
Amen.
School should not be a consuming fire. It should not consume all
of
you.
Amen.
So that's why stuff is 2 weeks, give 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever. We try to make it as time sensitive as possible. We're considering your time and what you have to do. Some of you work, some of you volunteer, some of you do other things, some of you have children and grandchildren and whatever, and you're part of other churches and stuff like that. So we do understand that. Okay, one last thing before we get into spiritual maturity is that it is good to have to actually listen to what we said. We had one quiz. Everybody should have made an A on this quiz. The name of the church is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. The school is called the Institute of Biblical Learning. Those were number one and number two. Number three should have been the first scripture that we given to support the school, and you give, not just give that, you write that out, and then you give the address. That's what I said when I gave that assignment. And then the second scripture that supports the school would be number four. And you write that out completely and then give the address. And then the third scripture that we use to support the school should be written out and the address. And that would have been number five. All home assignments, all quizzes that we've given have always had five questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when, because the way we deal with this, you must need the question in your answer and then give the answer. You know, and this is what we shared this before, but I want to just to really iterate that, because in checking the work, there may have been some misunderstanding. That's why we give you a link. If you need clarity, go back to the link. And if the link don't give you, though, the clarity, then that's when you call me between 2 and 4, Monday through Friday, at 410-444-5152. And we will help you with that. Any questions about anything that I've shared so far?
This is Sister QB again.
Okay.
Our homework is still to memorize the 12 books of history or...
Yeah, or 12 books of the minor prophets.
We still have that, right?
I beg your pardon?
We still have that, right?
Yes, that's the only thing that you have to do. But you don't have to turn that in. You just memorize it. And so on the next class for Know Your Bible, I'm going to ask folks to quote the 12 books that they memorized, whether it was the books of history in the Old Testament, talking about books of history in the Old Testament, or the 12 books of the minor prophets in the Old Testament. You say, that's a whole lot. Well, you had 1 week to start working on that. You got one more week to work on that now. Whatever's going to work for you to memorize that, go ahead and do it. That's the only thing that's left. And that is a home assignment, but it's a home assignment that you don't have to turn in. We're going to call on you to state the 12.
QB, and that is due when?
That's due next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. And that's the last.
If anybody would like a way to memorize it, give me a call. I'll help you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And, again, this school is designed to stretch you. And that's what we're doing. But we're stretching you in a loving way. We love all of you. God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Peaches, where do we leave off with spiritual maturity?
We did all the reading. We need to go your preparation assignment.
On the summary.
We completed the reading.
No,
we finished. I'm sorry. I made a note. Finished 11:1-22 at the end of admonish one another.
Okay. So
then next was a summary and then a preparation assignment and discussing the questions.
Okay. All right. Let's do the summary. I need a reader.
Mr. QB.
All right. God bless.
Summary. The Great Commission was given to the church as a body made up of many different types of people from all backgrounds and cultures. When the Holy Spirit was given to the church at Pentecost, his power, presence, and his gifts enabled the early church to fulfill the Great Commission in ways never before imagined possible. As the church fulfills its task, the surrounding community feels the radical impact of Christian people living out the truth and love of Christ. The health and unity of the church as a community must be continually developed if the church is to live up to its biblical mandate to make disciples of Jesus Christ. End of paragraph.
Any questions?
Oh.
All right. Ellie Cooper, you can continue reading.
Preparation assignment number one. Read and reflect upon chapter 3. and note the principles and ideas that you think are important. Number two, in what ways do you think that a healthy community of believers could be more effective in making followers of Christ than a group of individual Christians working by themselves? End of paragraph.
All right. Praise God. That's a good question.
Yes, it is.
Anyone want to share or discuss that? There is a scripture in the Old Testament. I'm trying to think where it is. It says, one it takes 1,000, two 10,000. And what it is, I guess, inferring that by yourself, you can do something. You can do a whole lot. But when you team up with someone else, you can do 10 times what you could do by yourself. There's another, I know this is in Ecclesiastes, and I apologize for not knowing the scriptures. It's in Ecclesiastes, it says, many hands make a heavy load of light. And it's important for us to join forces. God don't have no long rangers.
Amen.
Even the long ranger wasn't alone. He had Tonto, he had Silver, and Tonto had Scout. Tonto's horse was named Scout. And then somewhere along the line, they had the nephew, long ranger's nephew was rode with him a little while, and the son of Silver was rolling with him for a while. So, the Lone Ranger really wasn't alone. But there's some folks who think that they can be really alone and do what God wants them to do. You can't do what God wants you to do in this life by yourself. You're part of a body. That's just like your eye walking down the street by itself. Can't do that. You got to stay part of the body. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Anybody comment on this? Like I shared with y'all before, that your final grade is going to encompass class participation.
Amen.
Sorry, Pastor. This is AJ.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling well, so.
All right, I understand.
Yeah.
We send the word to heal right now, to deliver. Father God, your word says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohort. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic you set up to steal, kill, or destroy. And we rebuke you. We curse you from the root command. You be bound in Jesus' name. We speak health, wholeness, and healing over AJ and anybody else on the call. 100% in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for strength. We thank you, Lord, for help.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name. Let everybody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that many of us have had long days, hallelujah, and we are tired and out, but our spirit is doing somersaults and leaps. Hallelujah. It's running through, leaping over walls, hallelujah, right now. So we thank God. Thank God for you being on the call in spite of that shows, hallelujah, you showing the enemy how big your God is. Glory to God.
You're crushing through. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Pastor Bird, this is Sister Kibi again.
Yes.
I was thinking your last question on how the how we basically could make the church healthier.
Yes.
The church, well, the community feel more at ease. If the church reaches out and accepts the people where they are, not to judge, just to love, that helps them take down their guard and relax. And as you ease fellowship, friendship, and true concern to them, they're more apt to come a little closer and hear what you have to say. Let them know that they're accepted right where they are. With that type of love reaching out to them, they'll reach right back and let you know what their needs may be.
Amen. And that's so true. One of the fruit of the Spirit, they talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and often we go through it real quickly. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Long-suffering means patience. What does that mean? Long-suffering or patience means patience, yes, with ourselves and with others. And sometimes I wrestle with this. Yeah, having patience with others. Because I see the need for God so vividly in my life. I want everybody else to see it like I see it. Of course, I got to be patient because, Elder Kibi, you said it. Everybody ain't at the same place at the same time. Is that right?
That's right.
So I've got to be patient. And it is a fight sometimes, you know, especially, you know, when I hear people describing, you know, what the enemy is doing and then I'm going up two flights of steps. It seems like I'm almost crawling up the steps. Lord, and I ain't giving no glory to the devil. I'm speaking in tongues or saying thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I know that's right.
So I'm saying what the words say. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Sometimes I feel troubled in my spirit because others don't do the same thing. But again, I got to realize that everybody ain't at the same place.
Amen.
You're so glory to God. Y'all got to excuse my dust. Lord Jesus. He ain't finished with me yet. Hallelujah. And we're working on this thing, you know. And I'm not judging anybody. I just want folks to just see it like I see it, and they can't do that. They got to see it through their eyes and through their circumstances, their situation. In other words, they got to meet God where they are, and then God will help them. My job is to throw out the faith extenders, the lifeline. So that they can extend their faith, not so it'll be like mine, no, so it can be better every day for them. Because you don't judge people by others. People should judge themselves by themselves and by the word of God and be a little bit better every day, a little bit closer to God every day. So I've got to watch out for myself, that I don't get impatient with people.
Dr. Bird, this is
Albert Kibi, go ahead, yes.
I was just saying, by you being transparent like that, knowing your position, and you being the doctor and the pastor and the leader, you being transparent lets you know that you feel what we feel, but you verbalize it so we can also rally around you as well and support you. But by our testimonies, we all overcome.
Amen. Because, see, that's what That's what testimonies are supposed to be. They're supposed to be faith extenders. I'm hook myself to your testimony. The word of God says in Revelation, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. In other words, we're able to have victory because of God, because of what Jesus did and what he said, but because of the testimonies of people who have gone through what we're going through and who speak victory instead of defeat, who speak faith instead of fear, who speak what God said instead of what the devil is doing. Hallelujah. It's hard. It's hard sometimes. Yes, it is. But glory to God. When you realize that you can have what you say, you watch out what you say, because your words are prophetic.
Sounds right.
Your words create the world you live in. My wife reminded me of that, just today, that your words create the world you live in. God's word created what we got here, the world. And we were made in his image. Our words create the world we live in. So we share words of fear and disbelief and doubt. Guess what? That's the world we're going to live in. Oh, I'll never be anything. I'll never have any good. And because you said it, that's what you're going to have. That's the world you're living in. So you got to say what God said. And that's why you bring me into remembrance. So your words create your world. But again, I have to have patience with others. And my patience is, the patience am not impatient for myself. I want folk to be happy in their spirit because of what God is going to do in their life. They speak life to themselves. Speak hope.
Yes.
There's a scripture that says of those that want to have friends, they got to show themselves friendly. You show yourself friendly, and you're creating the world, a friendship world for yourself. You speak words of life and hope and grace and mercy and love. You're creating that world for yourself. So I thank God for that. God bless you all. Any questions?
Amen.
I want to make sure all minds are clear on what's coming up for us. Hallelujah. Because the alarm went off and my time is up for spiritual maturity.
And please use the pastor's or Dr. Bird's his office hours, y'all. He's let you know what his office hours are. So don't be at home and be in turmoil. Yes, listen to the link. But if there's something you need clarity on, he's let you know what his office hours are. So please call him up and use his office hours. If there's something you need clarity on, something you need to assist him on, he's let you know what they are. So and he's made himself available for those times. So please use those hours. You need to call her.
All right.
Amen.
And by the way, we are going to actually, for the next three weeks, we're going to be talking about the term paper, the term project, anything, what's going to be going on, and we can actually talk about things to help you do your term project, your term paper, during class time, so we can be collectively helping one another. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Any questions or concerns? Okay. Well, I'm gonna tune out. I know that vocabulary development is coming up, so I'm hopefully y'all got your Strong's Concordance and your syllabi your syllabus for that class because it helps you do the class, that you have the books necessary for that class. Hallelujah. And for those who don't know, there's some other books, collateral books that you can get to help you as well. Praise God. All minds are clear. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you for the class Spiritual Maturity on this evening. We thank you for what our hearts have felt and our ears have heard. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide and lead and protect and strengthen, Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord, in Jesus' name. We praise your name forever. And the class said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
All right. You're the winner, Pastor Peaches. All right. God bless you. You got about 4 minutes before the next class starts. But you need to go get your books or go get a drink of water or a glass of lemonade or Captain Morgan. Oh, granted. No, I'm sorry. Wrong class. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. All right. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's your God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Jesus, oh yes, anointed one.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, is your class.
Hi. Everybody.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good night. I mean,
good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to take roll. I thought I heard the brother's voice, so I don't know if he came in or not. His brother. Okay, let me take roll. Andrew Harris.
Present.
AJ. In it. I'm sorry. James. Is AJ still with me?
You might have went to sleep. Okay. What is your call?
Nobody didn't cut her off. No, I still got her on.
She might be still eating a ham sandwich or something.
Okay. Kiwi Stevenson?
Kiwi's in the house.
Brother Scott? Okay, I thought I heard his voice. That might have been Harry, I heard. Okay. Sister Cynthia? Thompson?
Here.
Okay. All righty. Maybe AJ went out the room. She'll be back. Okay.
Harry Warsaw?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, so Brother Harry, I thought I'm...
Yeah, I'm here.
Did I not say Harry?
No,
no.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're going to, this is vocabulary development, and we're going to look at Galatians 5:20 tonight. And I would like to ask, has anyone, during your spare time, have you spent any time, I guess, with your Strong Concordance to get a better understanding how to use it? Because if you've never been acquainted with a Strong Concordance, it can be kind of confusing. You really need to, I guess, to look at each section of your Strong Concordance to be acquainted with it. Look at to see just what all is in it. It is a book that you can use as a resource for your scriptures. And sometimes we may say, there's a scripture that says such and such, and you only know a few lines in that scripture. But that's when you can use a Strong Concordance. You can look up one of the words in your, in just one of the words I want you to remember. And you can be able to turn to look at that word, just like you would in a dictionary. Well, all of us know what a dictionary is. The children today would know what a dictionary is. Some of them never seen one. But we would look in the Strong Concordance just like we would look in a dictionary. You would look at the top of the page and find that word, and then turn to that page and look down the columns until you come to that word. So that is how the Strong Concordance can be one of your resources to look up words, to even when you have to write a paper, you can also use, find the synonyms for a word, and so that you aren't using that same word through your whole paper. You can use synonyms of that one word. Okay, tonight we're going to look at a
Sister
couple
Peaches.
Of words. Pardon me?
Sister QB called.
Yeah.
I'm speaking. I want to piggyback on that. What you're saying is so true, because I'm still fumbling my way through it, but just the fact that you have the Greek and the Hebrew and the English, and because
mm-hmm.
I do write poetry as well, and I do have
yes.
to write sermons, this is an asset for me, because I can, like, take one simple word and use it in so many variety of ways and use a synonym. So I used to pray to God, Lord, make me smart. And you put it right in my hands. Thank you.
Praise God. And it's all, you'll be amazed what you'll be able to find in this book, because when a college professor is reading over your paper and you have to use that same word, you're dealing with that one word through your whole paper, they don't want to see that same word in your every sentence. But one
right.
word, just like when the pastor prays and he's using the word annihilate. sin, what the enemy will do, annihilate, wipe out, destroy, discontinue. I mean, just one word, but all of these synonyms meaning the same thing. So therefore, that's how you can write a paper. And so therefore, you're covering that one topic, but you're using synonyms of that one word through your whole paper. And you and when you're able to break it down, you're able to give a better understand, giving a person whoever is hearing it clarity as to what you're talking about. And we're going to look at Galatians 5:20 says. Now you can turn to it in your. I know you had in your King James. Whenever y'all go ahead class, always please put out your King James. We gave you amplified, and that will also help too in synonyms, because a lot of times in the amplified it will give you in parentheses words that means that same word, okay. And then we're going to look up also have your Strong Concordance, your composition notebook, everything you'll need out for class. It'll make it so much easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Galatians 5:20, it says idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. So let's look up the word variance in the Strong Concordance. We're going to make sure everybody gets to it and sees it all at the same time before we go to anything else, okay? And if there's anybody that's not able to find it or whatever, or don't know how to find it, just say, hey, wait a minute, hold up. Let me find it. Let me look for it. And variance is V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E. And we're going to find that word in the Strong's Concordance.
Repeat.
We're going to find variant, B as in Victor. We're looking at Galatians 5:20.
Okay.
The words are, in Galatians 5:20 is idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variant, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. We're going to look up the word variant. V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E in the Strong's Concordance. When you find it, say, I got it.
Would that word be in the Amplified Holy Bible?
Say that again, Angie. Would it be in the what?
In the Holy Bible Amplified.
Okay, right. You should also have the King James in front of you.
Yeah, I have my King James.
Okay, look up Galatians. But you all, unless we tell y'all, share with you to look in another Bible, always have your King James. Has anybody found it?
Not yet.
You need help?
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm on my King James Version Bible.
Okay. I've already spelled the word for you. Look in your concordance. Tell me what page it is on in your concordance. We have to find it, the word, and where found in scriptures before we can turn to the Greek or the Hebrew. You need a hint? Yeah.
Turn to page 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
12:23. 12:23. In your Strong's Concordance.
Oh. You did say it was D like in dog or V like in victory?
B as in victor. B.
B.
B as in Darien. B as in victory in Jesus. Does everybody have a King James Version Bible?
Yes.
Do you have a King James Version?
I am not with you. No, it's
Angel,
Jesus,
do you
I,
have
I,
a King James Version? Brother Harry, do you have a King James Version?
Yes.
Okay, everybody found it? It's in the second column. Did everybody go to sleep on me? Hello?
We're here.
Okay. Nobody's answering me. I just, if you found the word, say, yeah, I got it.
We haven't found the word. You said V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E, right?
C-E. Yes. Yes, on page 1223.
1223.
Yes. One. Is it in the Bible?
English.
It's strong. Important.
Well,
you in the big book.
The real thick white one.
Oh, the big book. In that big book.
Oh, boy.
When you found it, see, I got it. It's in the middle.
You got it.
Praise God.
I need some whipping.
It's in the middle column. Okay. Somebody read it.
12:23.
12:23.
Yes.
12:23.
Okay. And I read from Galatians 5:20.
Yes. Adultery, witchcraft, and hatred.
Okay. Now, what is at the end? Is it in the Greek or the Hebrew?
Greek.
Okay, what's the number at the end of the Greek?
2054.
Okay, let's turn to 2054 in the Greek. In the back of your, behind these pages, you'll have, if you flip through, you'll see the ATB for Hebrew, and then the GRK for Greek. Find 2054.
Yeah, well, I'm home. I found it.
What page is it on, Angie?
1223, the V word, I found it.
What page is it on?
1223.
Look, we know variance is on 1223. At the end of... Yes. Now that we have found variance, at the end of that scripture, it's G... 2054 lets you know to go to the Greek section.
Yes.
And find 2054.
In the same book?
Yes.
Yes.
Under
Greek. In the same book.
It's on page 1629.
The last column.
Last column, 2054 in Greek. All the way to the back.
Okay, I'm on page 1629.
Okay.
Come look at the last column.
2054 is what you're looking for in the last column.
Towards the bottom.
Yeah, G2054.
Yeah. Bingo.
Got it.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Hallelujah. I'm so praying.
Of uncertainty, affinity, and quarrel, for example, by implication, wrangling, contention, debate, strife,
right. Variant. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when you look up, a lot, and when you're trying to, find out what a meaning is, Sister Keith, you say right, you have to write sermons sometimes. I'm sure you're not the only one who has to write sermons, so for everybody. So even when you're trying to share the word of God with someone, and they would say, "What variance? What's the word variant?" And you're
break it on down.
Yeah, exactly. You're able to break it down because sometimes
make it clean.
That's why some people say, "I can't understand the scriptures. No words in there. I don't know what the words is." It's good to have the Merriam-Webster. And it's good to y'all. It's good to and you can find these books, the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, even in a thrift shop for $1.50. And the young people today, they don't know what a dictionary is, y'all. But we came up in the early. We had to use dictionaries.
Yes.
So therefore, you can even write down the synonyms, words that are similar in meaning to these
right.
words. You know, so when you're studying the word, sometimes when you're sitting down at the table or just chilling, sitting down just to take a breather, pull out the King James Version. I'm certain, and I just love the King James Version. That's what I came up on. And to understand better the King James Version, then pull it up. We gave everybody an amplified Bible. That breaks down the King James Version. I'm not talking about any other version, because a lot of the different Bibles, y'all, have taken out the name of Jesus,
yes.
taken out the name
right.
of God. It changes the meaning of the word of God totally. You know, so I don't hold up any other version. So therefore, that the variant, when you turn to the Greek, it gives you a breakdown of even more meanings, even more words. And so therefore you're even able to explain to someone, even to share someone the word of God even deeper so that they can understand it. And along with the Webster's Dictionary, you know, but the Greek and the Hebrew part in the Strong Concordance will give you other scriptures of where that word is, and you will find out last week, 2 weeks ago, we found out how some words have different meanings. Some words
yes.
in the Old Testament have a different meaning in the New Testament. Some of the scriptures, and when it first, just like we looked up the word power, P-O-W-E-R, 2 weeks ago, and there were words, scriptures in the Old Testament and also in the New. So therefore, in the Greek, and also in the Hebrew. So therefore,
yes.
when you're sharing with someone, look up the Old Testament word and the New Testament word. They will have they will give you more than one meaning. And that's so that we have to be equipped when we're sharing with someone. We have to be equipped in the Word of God so that
Amen.
Whatever question they ask us, we won't be what? And then, and don't be, I guess, too afraid to say, oh, wait a minute, let me, I don't have an answer for that, but let me look. Let me get back to you. Or open up and say, wait a minute, let me look. I have a book that I can look in to get a better understanding of that. And even show that person, okay, it means this and this one. And also, in the Old Testament, that word has one definition, but in the New Testament, that word has a different definition. Which word, which definition are you referring to, or which way are you referring to?
You know, okay.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. This is Pastor Earl. May I share something real quick?
Yes, sir.
About variance? Variance also, there is a meaning, if you look at all the meanings, and sometimes you will see in the Strong's Concordance, it will tell you the root word of that word. And the word means inconsistent. That's one of the words that the root word from variance means inconsistent. And, you know, I've also found very helpful. If you want to just ask your smartphone, what is the meaning of so-and-so? And you'll be surprised. They will come up with several meanings of the word. And you,
amen.
You use the word which most likely is the word that is meant in the context of that particular chapter or particular series of verses. So this word variance refers to inconsistency. You're changing, you're not steady. You change, one minute you're this way, another minute you're that way, another minute you're still another way. Inconsistency. So that's one of the definitions that probably got more than that in that variance in the Strong's Concordance in the Greek, but that was definitely in the Greek section of it. I don't know if that word was used in the Old Testament, but I know in the New Testament it refers to being inconsistent. But thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Pastor.
Pastor Peaches,
yes.
I just wanted to say, too, that when a person is a facilitator, it's important that they keep in mind that your audience is on different levels.
Uh-huh.
So the way that you can break it down, any words down to the smallest minute learnings can help everybody there so nobody is left out.
Mm-hmm.
You can start out with that word, but as you continue to talk about your topic, you can use that word over again, over and over again with the different synonyms. It makes it very simple and very unintimidating to a person that's listening. And they go, oh, that's what that means. And they can receive it.
Yes, I was recently, thanks, LBTV, I was recently someone shared with me that shared with me, and the pastor that they listened to, you could tell he was a college graduate, but the word, when he would preach, it was over their heads, and they weren't getting anything out of it because of the words he was using, and all, and that's just what you said, if you're able to break it down to the smallest minute, so that, you know what, since we both know Pastor Warren, I'm going to use him as an example. Pastor Mitchell Warren, when he would preach, I believe even the youngest person in the congregation understood what he was saying.
Exactly.
And we know that he was a college graduate. I mean, he was the dean of our Bible college. But when you heard him preach, you still understood. Even the children were able to ask questions or to relate to it because when he spoke, it wasn't over everybody's head. He wasn't trying to prove that he knew all these big words.
Exactly.
And so, therefore, when you're speaking, because you don't know, you may not know all of your audience. And so, therefore, and if you have an audience of different ages and
exactly.
and economic
places in life. You don't want to use all the hits and the dishes and the dats and the or whatever. But you're able to just like using the synonyms, breaking that word down. Yes, using variants, but then yes, using strife. Yes, using a quarrel, and giving them. You're able. The more words you and more synonyms you're able to use, the more of a picture you're able to paint, and the more clarity you're able to give. And then everybody can end up at the end knowing exactly what the point you were trying to get over, trying to share something with someone, and you're all over their head, and they scratching their head and their butt, and they're wondering, like, what in the world she say?
Exactly.
What is she talking about? And everybody walking away, and then look, my mother used to say, too, when Dad would get home, she would ask them, what's the pastor preach about? He said, Jesus. that's all Jesus. But you're able to tell someone in detail that the person, you're able to break the words down. You're able to share with someone else exactly what the sermon was all about. Not
just
trying to speak it. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to step over you. But what you're saying is so true, but I've also found out that, believe it or not, there are still some people who cannot read that will be in your church audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to take that into consideration as well so they don't feel left out. So what you're saying is very true. But I didn't know that until someone pointed that out to me. I had to do something a little bit different because there were a couple people who could not read. So, you know, breaking it down to the most minute element also helps them feel included and part of.
Yes, yes, and one of the questions in the that we just had in the last class that the pastor had was one of the questions was how can a healthy community of believers be more effective in making followers of Christ, and that was one of the things. Knowing everybody's economic status, because what if someone, the poor may not, or I'll say the less, you know, I'll say the poor may not know all these big words. Everybody may not be the same in the same economic status. Everybody may not have gone to college. Everybody may not be able to read. What if they can't? What if you have immigrants in your church? So what if you have people that cannot even read English. They're Spanish, and they aren't able to understand Spanish, but not the written word Spanish and the written word of English. So
Amen.
Therefore, if you're able to, the more synonyms you're, and the more able to you're able to break it down, but not in a demeaning or degrading way.
Right. Exactly.
Or whatever. You know, but able to sort of, even in application, just like sometimes when I haven't seen Joyce Myers on TV in a while.
I watch her every day.
I don't have.
I watch her every day.
Yes, and sometimes she'll have demonstrations. She will have, if she's talking about boxes, she may have three different size boxes on the stage. She will have things that you can visually, some visual assistance there to show you exactly what she's talking about. If she's talking about change, she may have actual change. But if they, just to give someone a visual, and so therefore someone is able to understand the word. And some people and everyone learns differently, and I had to learn
that when
my children were in school. And I had to learn that everybody doesn't learn the same. Some can learn by seeing. Some can learn. You can tell them one time, boom, they gone. Some have to see, and some hands on. Along with, so does the saints of God. Sometimes you may have to read out loud. I had one coworker when we had like first aid or whatever, and it was don't sit in these, because that will disturb somebody else. But, and then when you say, and she would say, I have to read out loud. And she would have to read out loud because she needed to see it, read it, and hear herself. And that's how she learned. She was a grown woman.
Right, right.
But that's how she learned. And so therefore, everyone is different. And that's what we have to remember when it comes to when we're witnessing to someone, when it comes to the Word of God, we're trying to explain something to someone. Because some people, they may not be walking in something because they don't know that that's in the scripture not to do.
Right. Amen. Amen.
And how can they be held accountable if it hasn't been broken
they
down
to them?
Right.
Can I say one more thing, Sister Peaches? I'm going to stop. But Satan will use every opportunity to discredit Christ in any way or form. And you can have good intentions, but everything that you have said, when you're in front of people, you've got to take all that into consideration, because a toehold can develop into a foothold if you don't close it up. And
yes,
that's another way for Satan to trip up someone else, or, you know, you have a lost soul and they get frustrated or whatever. But when you have that sensitivity, that's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. And it takes a lot to study. The things that I've learned here in Bible class, it just blows my mind. But it makes me hungrier and hungrier. And on, you know, on my own time, I want to know more because I run my mouth a lot. And I need to always be aware of the audience, you know, consider the audience that I'm talking to. And the more sensitive, the more loving, more kind, and more knowledgeable I am, the more Christ will be shown to them. And that is what is the aim, to win more souls to Christ at every cost.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sensitized, educated, fortified, and ready.
Those toeholds and footholds, if we're able to attack them, they will never become strongholds.
Girl, you said a mouthful. Thank you. Excuse me, First Lady.
It's all right, but it's the truth. That's all we're sharing with somebody. And if we give the devil, if we give the enemy a toehold, it'll turn into a foothold, and if we don't pull it down and tear it down, the Word of God, hallelujah, it will turn into a stronghold. And then even harder for it to be broken.
Amen.
That's why we have to know the Word of God and to be able to break down the Word of God. And before we even open the Bible and say, Lord, and because that's what I do in the morning, Lord, what verse do I need to read today? What verse do I need to share? What is it somebody else? Because what may be good for us, or we were having fun, it may not be with someone else. Somebody else may be on that call right there this morning that needs to hear something specifically. They're asking for a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what he's asking your spirit to turn to, is just what somebody else needs to hear.
Exactly.
Just what somebody else
you never know where you're to answer somebody's prayer. Because you never know when you're to answer to somebody's
Amen.
Prayer.
Yes, for real. And believe me, and when we start reading the Word of God, it seems like it just gets so good. You just want to read the next verse.
It does.
Oh, gosh, it's so good. And read the next verse. And next verse. And you can save an hour. You can spend so much time in the Word of God. And all my mother used to say, she'd say, oh, my gosh. After she would be in the Word of God, it would be like she was so full. She didn't even have to eat a natural meal. She said, I'm just so full. And it's just like when you're reading the Word of God, wow.
Because it feeds your spirit.
So much in the Word.
Yes.
It's just so much in the Word. My sisters, one of my sisters, my mom had seven girls and one boy. And one of my sisters used to read True Romance and magazine.
It was back in the day. Yeah.
Yes. And she would hide them underneath her mattress. My mother would go right to her room, lift up the mattress, and find a book, and she would tear them up, give her them. But Mama said, y'all want to read some humdinger of stories? Read the Word of God. It's
Amen.
In the Word of God. It's I remember one time, I believe Earl and I was dating, and we were reading the Word of God over the phone. When it came to the book of, was it Ecclesiastes? Oh, Song of Solomon?
Yeah.
Had you read that one?
It was hot. Wasn't it hot?
Yes. for real. Hey, start reading that with we need to read another
get
book.
Over that one.
For real. The Word of God. And
everything
the Word.
Is in there. That's right.
Everything
amen.
Is in the Word. If you want to read how one man that took one man sends one king, one person sends another man, another woman's husband to war, and while he's away at war, he rapes or he had sex with the man's wife, and then the woman conceives. So he tells everybody, well, make sure that one right there gets on the front of the arm in front of battle, because he wants the man killed.
Yeah,
stuff like that is in the scriptures. You wonder, like, whoa. Good
I know.
Number the Bible is fulfilled.
Yeah. I tell you.
Everything's in there. But it also shows you how human the people in the Bible were. So it's nothing new under the sun. But the Word of God unveils it all.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is there any word that you have trouble with its meaning? I have another word for us to look up. But is there any word that you have trouble with its meaning that you would like for us to look up? The next word we're going to look up is sedition. But is there, my question is there any word that you have trouble with that you would like for us to look up? Whoever's snoring or breathing hard. Okay, let's look up the word sedition. S-E-D-I-T-I-O-N.
Repeat.
S-E-S as in Savior. E-D-I-T-I-O-N-S. Sedition. Okay, turn to page 1011. Turn to page 1011. S-E-D-I, and it's in the first column. At page 1011, 1011. And say, I got it when you get it.
Got it.
Okay, that's one. Page 1011. First column.
I got it.
Okay. Somebody enjoying the sleep.
That sounds like Brother Harry.
Thank the Lord. Okay. And it's found in Galatians 5:20. That's the same script, the same place where we read it at, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And it says emulation, wrath, strife. Then it has an S. Then it says heresy. Okay. Then it says G1370. Let's find it. In the Greek. It's not in Hebrew. It's in the Greek, 1370. And let's see what it says. First one, get it, holler.
Oh.
Going in the Greek. Turn to page 1639. Turn to page 1639.
I am so sorry. He didn't kill her.
I know. Everybody find it? Page 1619. And when you're looking these up, y'all, it's good to have pencil and paper so you can, after you found that scripture, you write down what the G, what's behind the G. Behind sedition, I wrote 1011, and then I wrote G1370. And then you go to the Greek, and you find 1370.
Yes.
And it'll also tell you what it's a derivative of, and it'll also tell you what it's you know how people say figuratively speaking?
Yes.
Okay.
Division.
They are synonyms. Division. Okay.
Division.
And it's also good. And sometimes, and then and a lot of even if you don't have even more clarity, it's good to have the Webster dictionary, the dictionary by the brothers Merriam-Webster. The brothers who made up the dictionary. I know our time is up. I hope I didn't confuse anybody.
No, just the more practice we get.
Yes, and also, y'all, write down when you're reading some scriptures or reading some word on your own. Okay, write down some words. In your compositional book, write down some words, and then go to your the Strong's Concordance and look up that word. If you want me to do it along with you, you can call me and I'll walk through it with you. Because
okay.
I'll be learning right along with you, and I mean, you may be able to give me courage or something. I'll be able to give you courage or something. Because it's no fun when you're trying to get something and you're confused. Because sometimes the confusion can come. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and you know what you did? You set up the book and put the book aside. And say, I ain't worrying about the book. I ain't going back there no more. But a lot of times when you're traveling a journey with somebody. And you lock arms with somebody, it makes it so much easier. And you're able. The Word of God even says it's one when it's easy, when you're traveling the road with two. It's a difference.
Yes, it's true.
Instead of going something out by yourself.
I'm learning too. When something is hard, that's when you should decide how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
But you choose to tackle it because it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances will bring you that way for a reason, a time, and a season. So embrace it versus running
mm-hmm.
from it.
Yes.
Because we only have one life to live for this body. The more we can, mm-hmm. you know, like be like a sponge. Just learn as much as you can before you hit the ground, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And it's also good to carry somebody else up along with the journey. You know, we'll
get a buddy.
And everybody is here, supposed to be here for everybody else. So, therefore,
none of
us have to deal with something by ourselves. Seriously, nobody has to deal with something by themselves and say, hey, and nobody's going to, I'm not going to look down on and
right.
be
no judging.
Right,
no judging.
Exactly. For real. Somebody say, hey, I've fallen in this area. I need some help right now. And you know what? If you anybody that calls me or the pastor, nobody else finds out about that conversation.
There you go.
Somebody may call me, and the pastor will never find out about that conversation. I've had conversations with people. I don't have to talk it over with my husband. If some man calls him, that conversation between him and that person. Okay.
Amen.
Someone calls me. That's between me, that person, and Jesus. We're gonna take it to the Lord. So therefore, you have
Amen.
To worry about being judged, being called, or saying, "What? Yeah? Huh? You did what? Oh my! God. No. we ain't going there. But you know what? Sometimes the enemy will try and make you think, you know, you're going to be judged or you're going to be talked about, you're going to be this or that or whatever. No. And so therefore, you keep things to yourself. You hold burdens and tests and trials all, you know, to yourself or whatever, and you'll never get past it. But you overcome by the word of your testimony.
Amen.
And, and allowing somebody else to say, hey, I have a fault. I need to, and the enemy will use something and keep it to yourself. The enemy will try and make something out of something if he knows you're embarrassed by it. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that was able to share. We thank God for class tonight, Lord God, continue to bless your students, your people. We thank God for the hungry hearts that they had in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that our ears have heard, our hearts have felt in Jesus' name. Bless each and every one, Lord God, because all the word fell on good ground. And we thank you, Father. Bless Adrian in the name of Jesus. Bless AJ's body, Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Angie, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless your people. Hallelujah. Continue to cover us with the blood of Jesus. Bless our going out, our coming in, our down setting, and our uprising. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us all have sweet sleep tonight.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Praise. Bless your name, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Have a blessed rest of your evening. You too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.